Title: Airy Risers from Field Recordings from Scratch Using Arrangement View Advanced. Alright, welcome back. Today we're doing an advanced drum and bass sound design lesson, and we're building an airy riser from a field recording, completely from scratch, entirely in arrangement view, using only stock Ableton Live devices. And just to set the mindset, in DNB, a riser isn't just a whoosh. It's energy management. It's how you make the listener feel the drop coming without stealing space from the drums and bass that are about to hit. The goal is organic, wide, airy but still controlled, mono-safe and sub-safe. Let's set up the session first. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Then in arrangement view, create locators that match how DNB actually phrases tension. Put markers at 16 bars before the drop, 8 bars, 4 bars, 2 bars, 1 bar, and then the drop itself. If you want that rolling, proper modern tension, we'll build a 16-bar riser. Now, step 1 is choosing the right field recording, because the source matters more than people admit. You want something with a consistent noise floor, wind, rain, a train station ambience, street tone, crowd ambience, even vinyl crackle can work. The main thing is, avoid a recording that has huge obvious events every second, like footsteps right on the mic, because once we stretch it and put it through reverb, those little moments become gigantic, unless you want that on purpose. Coach tip here. Start with the cleanest 10 to 30 seconds you can find. In arrangement, literally slice out any obvious spikes and add short fades using clip fade handles so the audio stays continuous. If there's one cool moment you do want, like a metallic squeak or a distant voice fragment, make it intentional. Move it so it happens around 2 bars or 1 bar before the drop, where it reads like a designed accent. Alright, drag your chosen field recording into arrangement view on an audio track and name it riser source. Quick cleanup. Add EQ8. High pass it somewhere, around 150 to 250 Hz with a 24 dB slope. We're not making a sub riser here. We're building air and tension. If there's some boxy honk, do a small dip, maybe 2 to 4 dB around 400 to 800 Hz. Then add utility. Turn bass mono on. Set width around 80 to 100% for now. Don't go super wide yet. We'll earn the width later. Now we turn it into a riser using warp and time stretching. This is where the field recording becomes sound design. Double-click the audio clip to open clip view. Turn warp on. For airy noise-based stuff, texture mode is usually the money choice. Set grain size somewhere around 80 to 150. If your field recording is more tonal, like it has a strong pitched hum, you can test Complex Pro, but start with texture. Now stretch it. Grab a 4-bar region you like and stretch it out to 16 bars. This does something really useful. Those tiny moments of movement get smeared into evolving tones. A passing car becomes a slow swell. A gust becomes a pad. That's exactly the vibe. Next, we're going to layer it. Duplicate the track twice so you have 3 aligned audio tracks. Name them Riser Body, Riser Air, and Riser Hiss. Keep them perfectly lined up in arrangement. And here's the philosophy. Body gives intelligibility and movement in the mids. Air gives expensive shimmer. And Hiss gives that classic rising intensity that your brain reads as lift even if you can't point to it. Let's build the device chains. On Riser Body, at EQ8 first. High pass again, but slightly higher than your group later, around 180 to 250 Hz. Then add a gentle bell boost, maybe plus 2 dB around 1.5 to 3 kHz, just to bring presence. Then add auto filter. Set it to a low pass 24 dB. Set resonance around 10 to 20%. Add a little drive, like 2 to 6 dB. This is subtle grit and focus, not distortion. Then add saturator. Soft sine or analog clip works well here. Drive around 2 to 5 dB. And set wet somewhere like 30 to 60%. We want texture, not fizz. Then add hybrid reverb. Hall is great. Shimmer is optional, but I usually keep shimmer more on the air layer. Set decay around 4 to 10 seconds. Predelay 10 to 25 milliseconds. Wet around 15 to 35%. Then a utility at the end. Set width around 90% to start. We'll automate it. Now riser air. This is where we carve out the top and make it float. Put EQ8 first. High pass aggressively, around 1.5 to 3 kHz. Then add a high shelf and push above 8 to 10 kHz by about 3 to 6 dB. Keep your ears on fatigue here, because DNB hats already live up there. Optional but very DNB. Add redux. Downsample around 8 to 14 kHz for a gentle digital air texture. Bit reduction at 0 to 2. Keep dry slash wet low, like 10 to 25%. If you hear crunchy pain, back it off. Then hybrid reverb again, and this time you can go brighter. Shimmer or a bright hull. Decay 8 to 20 seconds. Wet 25 to 50%. This layer is allowed to be lush because we're going to control its cutoff and choke it right before the drop. Add auto pan. Amount 20 to 40%. Rates low, like 0.08 to 0.2 Hz. Phase 180 degrees. This is not tremolo. This is slow drifting width. Then utility. You can start with around 120 to 160%, but don't assume it's safe. We'll do a mono check at the end. Now riser hiss. Think of this like controlled white noise energy, but made from your recording so it stays organic. Start with a gate. Set threshold so it opens on the constant noise and closes on quieter gaps. Fast return. You want it consistent, not fluttering. Then EQ 8. High pass hard, around 4 to 6 kHz. If it's stabbing your ears, do a narrow notch around 7 to 9 kHz. Then compressor. Ratio about 3 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds. Release 80 to 200 milliseconds. Aim for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction to steady it. Then utility. Width 110 to 140%. Keep the gain lower than you think. This layer builds perceived lift fast, so you don't need it loud. Before we automate, a quick coaching point. Two-stage high-pass beats one aggressive high-pass. We've high-passed each layer, but we're also going to high-pass the group later. That keeps things sub-safe without the whole riser getting thin and facey. Now the fun part. Arrangement view automation. This is where you stop sounding like presets and start sounding like records. First, group your three riser tracks. Call it riser group. On riser body, automate the auto filter frequency. Start around 300 to 600 Hz at the beginning of the 16 bars, and end up around 8 to 12 kHz by the drop. But do not draw a straight line. Use automation handwriting. Here's a great S-curve approach. From 16 bars out to 8 bars out, almost flat, barely opening. From 8 bars out to 2 bars out, a moderate rise. From 2 bars out to the drop, accelerate hard. In Ableton, that means add 3 or 4 breakpoints and shape the curve segments. This is one of those advanced but simple differences. Also on riser body, automate hybrid reverb wet. Start around 10 to 15% and end around 30 to 45%. And automate utility width from around 80 or 90% up to maybe 105 to 120 near the end. Now on riser ear, automate the EQ shelf gain. Start at 0. And at plus 4 to plus 7 dB. Again, use the S-curve mentality. Keep it restrained early so it doesn't fight your hats when the drop arrives. Automate auto pan amount too, like 10% up to 35 or 50% by the end. And if you want extra speed illusion, automate auto pan rate as well, from super slow like 0.05 Hz up to maybe 0.35 Hz, still below obvious tremolo. The ear reads that as acceleration, even though nothing rhythmic is happening. Automate utility width on the air layer if you want, but do it late. The general rule, don't go too wide too early. Save the stereo drama for the last 4 bars. On riser hiss, the simplest automation is track volume. Fade it in gradually over the full 16 bars, but make the last 2 bars climb faster. That last push is what gives the oh here we go feeling. Now let's do an arrangement upgrade, because this is where D&B risers stop being one long wash and start being phrase aware. Think in chapters, from 16 to 12 bars before the drop, mostly body, darker, narrower, filter more closed. From 12 to 8, introduce hiss quietly. From 8 to 4, bring in air and start widening. From 4 to 2, add extra motion, maybe a little more drive or resonance. From 2 to the drop, the pressure moment and then the choke. You can literally mute or ride layers to make these density steps. It makes it feel arranged, like it belongs in the tune. Now the pre-drop suck in. This is the moment that separates I made a riser from that drop hits. On the riser group, add auto filter. Set it to low pass 24. Resonance around 15 to 25%. In the final one bar before the drop, automate the group filter frequency down fast. For example, sweep from 14 kHz down to about 1 kHz right into the drop. That creates the inhale effect. Then add a utility on the group after that. In the last 8th to quarter bar, automate gain down by about minus 2 to minus 6 dB. That micro vacuum makes the first kick and snare feel like they hit harder, even at the same level. And here's an even cleaner version of the choke, especially if you're dealing with a big reverb tail. Do an air choke, not just volume. In the last half bar, automate the gate threshold up on the hiss track so the hiss closes. Automate the air layer reverb wet down, and automate the group filter down. That combination stops the energy without leaving a smeary tail across the drop. Optional classic move, reverse reverb pull. Take a snare hit from your pre-drop, or any short percussive hit, put it on a new track called Reverse Pull. Add hybrid reverb with decay 6 to 12 seconds, wet 100%, freeze and flatten it, then reverse the audio. Align it so it ends exactly on the drop. High pass it around 300 to 600 HC and maybe add a tiny high shelf. Now you've got that cinematic inhale that's pure jungle DNA. Now let's talk mix checks, because risers can wreck your master if you let them. On the riser group, EDIQ 8 is a safety. High pass around 150 to 250 HC, even if you already did it on layers. If it's harsh, tip 2 to 4 dB around 3 to 5 KHC. Add a limiter gently, sealing at minus 0.5 dB, and aim for only occasional 1 to 2 dB reduction. This is just to catch surprises. Now do a mono check, put utility at the end and toggle width to 0% temporarily. If your riser disappears, your width is coming from facey stuff, and it will collapse on club systems. The fix is usually, reduce extreme width on the air and hiss, and keep more of the dry signal centered, while the reverb and modulation carry the width. Final coaching note on gain staging. Quieter feels bigger. If your riser is screening right before the drop feels smaller. A good reference is the riser group peaking around minus 12 to minus 6 dB pre-master, and then you do the vacuum dip right before impact. If you want a darker, heavier vibe, here are a couple quick pro options. You can add corpus on the body layer very subtly, tube or beam mode, tuned around 100 to 300 HE, mix 5 to 15%, then high pass after it. That gives a cold metallic thread. You can automate saturate or drive up only in the last two bars, like plus 2 up to plus 8 dB, and then hard cut at the drop. Or for neuro-adjacent motion, put facer flanger on the air layer, super slow rate like 0.03 to 0.1 HC, feedback low, mix 10 to 25%. Keep it subtle. It's about uneasy motion, not obvious swooshing. One more advanced psychoacoustic trick. Pitch divergence. Keep the body transpose steady. Automate the air transpose slightly up, like 0 to plus 3 semitones. Automate the hiss slightly down, like 0 to minus 2. The brain reads tension because the spectrum is stretching in two directions. All right. Quick practice assignment to lock it in. Make 2 8-bar risers from the same field recording. Riser is clean and wide. Minimal saturation. Shimmer on the air. Final 1-bar suck in. This audio version is shortened for playback.